Michael Moore, Iowa Voting Obama in 08 Helped Undo Our Racist, Sick Past. By Jerome Hudson on January 26, 2020. Far-left documentary filmmaker Michael Moore declared that it was only in 2008 that the 90%+ white caucus voters in Iowa who delivered a win to then-presidential candidate Barack Obama, that America's sick, disgusting past of racism toward black Americans had begun to be undone. "Look what you did. You ignited something revolutionary," Michael Moore said during his speech in front of a crowd at a Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, rally in Iowa on Saturday. "You did one small step to undo our racist, sick, disgusting past for hundreds of years of how African Americans were treated. And you went to caucus and you said, 'Yes, we can.' In Iowa. Obama winning Iowa was historic, sure. But his victory, over what was a really, really old and white field of Democratic contenders, save Bill Richardson and Hillary Clinton, was foreshadowed by the mountain of evidence that had been staring us in our faces for decades. In the 1990s, 95% of Americans said, when surveyed, that they would support a black candidate for president. That was up from 37% in the 1950s. Former Brown University professor Daryl M. West, now of the Brookings Institute, observed. To go from 37% of Americans saying they'd support a black presidential candidate to 95% in a matter of 40 years is nothing short of a miracle. But, it's Michael Moore. And he had to fill his 25-minute speech with something. And boy did he. While praising Sanders, Moore hurled a schoolyard insult at President Donald Trump. "There's no greater moment, no more important moment to elect a person that will be relentless. Relentless in making sure that this stops," Moore said in reference to global warming. "He knows he's not gonna be here in 40 years, so why is he doing it? What's he get out of it? What's in it for him?" Moore asked, referring to Sanders. "We have a president who we've seen, even the kids and the grandkids will be thrown under his bus," Moore said of Trump. "So I mean that is the true narcissist when he doesn't even give a shit about his own kids or grandkids. Wow, that takes some heavy-duty psychological maddening wackadoodle." The rally, which also included a speech from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, came as Sanders has taken the lead over leading contenders Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in New Hampshire and Iowa. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Hudson.